You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, things are escalating. I was going to continue with the crimes against humanity committed by William Jefferson Clinton and the rest of the closet communists and socialists in Washington, D.C., but things are just escalating out of sight, and so I can't do that. The world needs to know that Americans do not support the criminal invasion, the acts of war being committed against the sovereign nation of Yugoslavia by the United States of America and its little puppet force called NATO. You see, this action was not ordered by the Security Council of the United Nations. It was ordered by William Jefferson Clinton from the White House. He ordered an international force to attack a sovereign nation, unprovoked. That's an act of war. An act of war declared by the United States of America against a sovereign nation state with no provocation whatsoever, without a declaration of war by Congress, is unconstitutional, unlawful, illegal. I don't care if it's a part of a NATO force or a part of any other kind of force. I don't care how many nations are taking part. It is unlawful. It is unconstitutional. It is illegal. William Jefferson Clinton has now become the new Hitler of the world. There is no doubt about it whatsoever. This whole thing is a deception. It's a deception that was planned in 1996 at the meeting of the group known as the Bilderbergers. It was reported on this broadcast shortly after that meeting took place. It was also reported in a newspaper, which I do not approve of because it is a racist newspaper, and that is the Spotlight. It was reported in the Spotlight, and it was reported in many other places by many other people. It's not a mystery. The war in Kosovo was planned at the 1996 Bilderberg Group meeting. In case they weren't successful in starting a war in Kosovo in 1998, they planned a backup war, which would begin in Cyprus and would bring in Greece and Turkey. This war in Kosovo, according to the plans laid out at the 1996 meeting of the Bilderberg Group, was to destabilize the entire region, to declare peace, peace, and there is no peace, to create a major war on the continent of Europe, which would then be opposed by the international community, which would exert its will over sovereign nation states, and thus cement once again the proposed New World Order, one world government, if you will. Same thing's going to happen in the Middle East. This supposed peace between the PLO and Israel is going to fall apart, and the PLO will ultimately declare a PLO or Palestinian state, and that will begin another war in the Middle East. While NATO's forces are divided, and the forces of the United States of America are divided, there is going to be expansion of the fighting on many different fronts. and this could very well progress into World War III. It is guaranteed to get out of control no matter what happens. And ladies and gentlemen, we will send combat troops into Kosovo and Yugoslavia. Let me say that once again. We will send combat troops into Kosovo and Yugoslavia. I'm not talking about peacekeeping troops after all of the sides agree to cease fighting. I'm talking about troops that will have to fight their way in. And there's going to be a tremendous loss of life. How do I know this, ladies and gentlemen? I read all the reports that came out of the Bilderberger meeting in 1998 and in 1996. And it is clear that this war is not to be contained within Yugoslavia. It was never meant to be just a bombing action. This war was meant to spread and engulf the entire region. Listen carefully. Pretty soon, your children will be singing these cadences and will be marching off to war. And you will never see many of them ever again. Sons and daughters are going to die for something that has absolutely nothing to do with the United States of America. Nothing whatsoever. Nothing. It has everything to do with the New World Order, with world government, with exerting the will of the world police force over sovereign nation states and setting that precedent and making it stick.
Hopes to head corrupt the jester out, the horns are swinging and saying, "Count, bow low,
one, two,
bow low,
three, four,
here's count,
one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four,
eeny, meeny, miny, mo, let's go back and count some more, bow low,
one, two,
bow low,
three, four,
here's count,
one, two, three, four, three,
we will march to beat the band and we'll never bite the hand. Sound off.
One, two.
Sound off.
Three, four.
Go ahead.
One, two, three.
Tell your children how much you love them. Pat them on the butt. Send them off to enlist in one of the military forces. Send them off to war to die. Fly a flag on your porch and tell all your neighbors how patriotic you are. You stupid fools. Tell them how much you love them. Make sure when they go that you write them lots of letters and tell them how much you love them. Tell them how proud you are that they're fighting for America, for the Constitution, for freedom. Tell them all the lies that you've learned to tell in your whole life. Sacrifice your children so you can feel good about yourself. Fly the flag on your porch. Tell all your neighbors what a great patriot you are, how proud you are of your children. And make sure that when the casket comes home and you hold the funeral, that you put on a big show about how proud you are that your children gave their life for their country. Shed the tears. Shed the tears. And then become the community martyr. You stupid, sheeple fools. How many of you lost children in Desert Storm? How proud are you of that fact? I bet you display the flag on your mantelpiece. What did it gain you? Was it for our country? When are you going to stop lying to yourselves? When are you going to wake up? When are you going to stop being stupid, ignorant, apathetic sheeple? Brainwashed boobs, cattle. Now, if you don't believe what I'm telling you, go to our website, harvest-trust.org. Those of you who have been listening to this broadcast for many years don't have to do that. You heard the broadcast where I explained the agenda at the 1996 meeting of the Bilderberg Group. One was that President Clinton would be reelected, and I told you that on this broadcast. He would be reelected without any doubt whatsoever, and there would be a war in the Balkans. Kosovo, to be exact. And in 1998, if they couldn't start a war in Kosovo, they would start one in Cyprus and bring in Greece and Turkey. In any case, this will escalate and engulf the entire region. And you're going to lose a lot of your children because of your stupidity, your ignorance, your apathy, and your willingness to be deceived. Your eagerness to be a patriot family that has sacrificed in the name of the nation when it has nothing to do with the nation whatsoever, and your absolute and total fear of not being accepted if you act in any other manner. And so, you will pat your children on their ass. You will kiss them goodbye. You will lie to them and tell them that you love them, and you will send them off to die so that you won't have to take any personal risks in standing up against this crime against the human race, against the entire world. This criminal action being committed by one of the greatest liars and inhumane people who's ever lived, William Jefferson Clinton. Ask the Branch Davidians how nice he really is. Ask the Weaver family. Oh, and I could go on and on and on and on. Ask all of the people in Panama about the United States of America.
Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want
a new world order. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. The Illuminati wants you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor reserve. The cashers make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value. Then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold.
You get the shell.
They
want
it. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. It is a big idea. It is a big idea. A new world order.
NATO, in backing the KLA, or Kosovo Liberation Army, are backing the largest drug dealers in Europe. Albania is the source of most of the drugs in Europe. The refugees are not being murdered, killed. They're being told to leave. When they get to the border, they're being paid. It was reported on CNN today, they're being paid to tell stories of genocide and atrocity. And there's nowhere near 4,000 an hour coming across at any point on any border. You're being lied to big time, ladies and gentlemen. None of the atrocities committed against the Serbs by the Marxist Communist KLA is being reported at all. Doesn't that make you wonder?
A new world order. A new world order.
A new world order. Russia is sending 7 warships to the Mediterranean Ocean. They have been supplying the Serbian Yugoslavs since this war began. Massive amounts of Russian equipment, weapons, and ammunition is flowing across the border. The NATO attack on Yugoslavia has forced Yugoslavia into a pact with Iraq. Watch what happens when Iraq becomes militant again and the forces are split and we have ground troops attempting to go into both areas, and then Russia enters the fray, which she will do. She must do. And she will do.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
And so, I've set the stage, ladies and gentlemen. I've let you know what's going on. This is bad news. The arrogant jerks who thought they could bomb the Serbs into submission have failed. It's not going to work. I don't care if they continue to bomb Yugoslavia for another 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months, even a year. It's not going to work. They have unified those people as they have never been unified before. There is a new patriotism in Yugoslavia that has never been existent before in their history. They are unified and prepared to die to the last man, woman, and child in defense of their country. And I hear these fools on television, on the Communist News Network, these fools who say, we must win. One of them is the Manchurian candidate, Senator John McCain. Senator John McCain of Arizona, the Manchurian candidate. And don't you think he's not? Not for one moment. He was a prisoner of war of the North Vietnamese. He was subjected to brainwashing for years and years and years and years, both by the North Vietnamese and the Communist Chinese. He is the Manchurian candidate. He is the Manchurian candidate. Yes, I feel very sorry for him that he was held as a prisoner of war. Yes, I think it's terrible. I also think it is absolutely the most stupid thing that Americans have ever done is to elect someone who has been exposed to so many years of communist brainwashing to the United States Senate, and now he's running for president. Where are your brains? And I'm not saying this against him. It's not his fault. But it is a fact. It is a fact. It is a fact. And I am not degrading a prisoner of war. It is simply what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, I listen to these fools on CNN who say, well, we can't stop now. We must win. No matter what happens, we must win. We must continue to bomb. We have to send in ground troops if we must. We have to do whatever we have to do, but we must win, or else NATO will lose face and nobody will believe NATO. Nobody will believe the United States ever again. Isn't that what Hitler said to his SS? Isn't that what Hitler said to the nation? We must win. We must win. We must regain the respect for Germany. If we do not win, nobody will ever believe or respect Germany again. We will always be subjected to things like the Versailles Treaty. The German people will never regain their status as a world power. If we do not win, we must win. We must win. We must win. I'm listening to a whole lot of little Hitlers. You see, because I was taught all my life that when I do something, if I'm doing it and I'm in the middle of it and I realize that it's doing harm and it's not right, I must stop and I must apologize and I must back off and I must not do it. Gee, what if I thought you had wronged me and you really hadn't? And I came into your house and just started beating you and beating you and beating you and beating you. And all of a sudden I realized that I was wrong and I shouldn't be there and I shouldn't be beating you. But I must win because I've got to teach the rest of the neighborhood. If I don't do this and if I don't win, the rest of the neighborhood might not ever listen to me again. And they might not respect me. And. Raving maniacs. I don't give a damn if anybody ever listens to NATO again. I don't give a damn if anybody ever listens to the United States of America again. Why should they? The whole world knows that William Jefferson Clinton is one of the greatest liars that's ever lived. You really think they listen to him? Only when it suits their purpose. And you notice they keep touting this thing? NATO is solidified. We are in solidarity with 19 nations agreeing that this is the right course to take. 19 nations? Ladies and gentlemen, how many nations are there on this earth? 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 What percentage of the total is 19? Ah, awesome lights are starting to come on, huh? Oh, my goodness. You really do have some brain cells that work. Do you? Well, do you? Well, do you really? If you do, why aren't you helping to stop this madness, which could very well escalate very quickly into World War III? We are going to send combat troops into Yugoslavia. We are going to send combat troops into Yugoslavia. And they're going to have to fight their way in. And they're going to have to fight their way out. And they're going to have to fight every moment to stay alive. This conflict is going to spread. It's going to bring in Greece and Turkey. It's going to bring in Russia. It's going to bring in a lot of others. Iraq will probably mount attacks against their enemies in order to help split the forces. And what about Mr. Bin Laden? He's going to launch terrorist attacks while all this is going on. And what's happening in the United States of America, in Congress? What laws are they passing since everybody is absolutely ignoring everything except what's happening in Yugoslavia? Oh, you never thought about that, did you? Well, I suggest that you start thinking about it. I suggest that you begin to think, that you stop being stupid sheeple, cattle, if you will, and become once again real people. Don't you dare pat your children on the ass and send them off to fight for something that concerns not one single person in this country. Not one single interest of the United States of America. Period. Period. It only concerns you if you're interested in world government, which will be brought about on the bones, over the dead bones of the United States of America and Yugoslavia and every other sovereign nation on the face of this earth. You had better wake up, ladies and gentlemen. You're headed downhill on a roller coaster to hell. Very quickly. And it's all in the name of peace. How many people do they have to kill in the name of peace? And where have we heard that term when they are all crying, peace, peace, and there shall be no peace? Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up and wake up. Oh, and lest I forget, wake up. And also, ladies and gentlemen, we could lose this broadcast at any time. We're having high winds in Arizona. We're having gusts up to 90 and 100 miles an hour. We've already lost everything outside the walls of this house that was not tied down. It's up in Utah or Colorado or somewhere. I've seen at least one major pole fall from the wind. Power pole. Could be more. The telephone lines are straining and could break at any moment. I'm not kidding. We're having 90 to 100 mile an hour gusts of wind. It is really bad. So if you lose the broadcast, you lose it. And I just wanted to let you know why in the beginning so that all the rumors don't start to fly, as they usually do. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in big, big, bad trouble. And when I come back, I'm going to open the phones. And for the next hour and a half, I want to hear from you about how much trouble we're in. What you think about it? How much trouble we're not in? Maybe you agree with all of it. Maybe you think it's the greatest thing in the world. I hope not. But if you do, as long as you're polite and you hold an intelligent conversation, you will be allowed to voice your opinion, whatever it is. If you get absolutely stupid, you start raving, or you're a religious fanatic, or you're a racist, you will be cut off the instant I discover that fact. So, the number is 520-333-4578. I will return after this short pause. Phones are open, 520-333-4578. We'll be taking your calls for the rest of the broadcast and find out what you have to say about this so-called war. 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello, Virginia.
And I just want to tell you that I'm having a hard time, as usual, hearing your broadcast through all the noise. But I've rigged up a little thing here that I could finally somehow with, hear it. It's not good, but I just wanted to thank you for all the information and the help in opening my eyes I have got from you and Annie and Pooh and little Allison. May I tell you how I thought when I first heard you?
Well, you sure, go ahead. I could guess, but go ahead.
Okay, well, it was back in about 1994. I was kind of off work from an injury, and I was listening to the shortwave, and I came upon your program, and I listened, and after I heard it the first time, I said to myself, what was that? So you had me hooked pretty well for that first time I heard you. I was so curious to find out what was going on, and what is this? I had not heard this before. But I've been, listening ever since when I can hear through all the static, like I said. I wanted to ask you a question. Can we still go ahead and renew our subscription for Veritas?
Oh, yes, okay. Of course. Okay. Also, I'm glad that you asked that question because it reminds me of something else. The sale, the annual sale, has been extended till the end of April because there were so many people who didn't find out about it until late into the sale. And they all said that they didn't have enough paychecks in between to be able to save enough money to be able to participate. So we have extended the sale until the end of April.
Okay. Did you send out a letter to the subscribers and stuff?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Well, that's typical. I never get my stuff. So.
Well, we just sent them out.
Pardon me?
We just sent them out.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, like I said, I can only hear every other day or so, and sometimes I have to go in my closet to hear you, but you're worth hearing, so I just wanted to thank you and ask you about renewing my subscription to Veritas. It's been very, very informative, Mr. Cooper.
Well, thank you.
I want to give my best to Annie and the children.
Well, I'm sure they appreciate that very much.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Cooper. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
520-333-4578 is the number. We'll be taking calls for the rest of the broadcast. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Cooper.
Hello.
I'm really ashamed at the position that our leadership has put our country in under this NATO. I'm really ashamed of our leadership. I think they're a bunch of arrogant jerks and ignorant fools. I really do.
Well, you're absolutely correct, but they do have an agenda. Their agenda is to bring about world government, and they're using NATO and the military might of the United States of America as the police force by which sovereign nation states will be brought to heel. Serbs have been extremely nationalistic throughout their history, and in the New World Order, nationalism will be considered to be a disease, along with patriotism and a few other things.
Well, I don't know if it was widely reported today, but I had heard that Russia has sent two naval warships into the Mediterranean Sea to observe what the NATO ships are doing.
Well,
and can you just imagine a stray bullet or whatever, a bomb, get near the Russian ship or somebody exchanging some fire, and there we go. Here comes World War III.
Well, I think it's going to come anyway. I think it's meant to come. I think that's exactly what they're doing here is to bring it on. But you're mistaken. They have initially sent one, which is an intelligence gathering ship, and then there are six more to follow. Russia is sending seven warships to the Mediterranean Sea.
Well, doesn't that give you the warm and fuzzies? Bill, I really think that we're being led by a bunch of fools or a bunch of conspirators who are really on the agenda to bring about something, a massive change in the world. I agree with you 100%, Bill.
Your second conclusion is the correct one.
Okay, Mr. Cooper. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578. By the way, that roaring you hear in the background is the wind. We're having terrible winds here in Arizona, gusts up to 90 and 100 miles an hour. So that roaring you hear in the background, that's the wind. And I fully expect to lose the telephone line at any time. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. How are you tonight?
Pretty good.
I read on the internet recently about a church that had taken out an advertisement and told people to vote against Bill Clinton. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
I think it was on Newsmax, and so the church now has lost in court. The IRS took them into court. I'm going to get more information on that.
Lost what?
Printouts on it. Well, the IRS, they claim that they've revoked this church's tax status now.
If you'll read the Constitution, the church cannot be taxed. It is a right.
I agree with you totally.
And only when you apply for and receive a 502c3 as a church do you come under the taxing authority of the Internal Revenue Service.
Yep.
You cannot tax a right. You cannot tax free speech. You cannot tax religion. You cannot tax the right to vote. You cannot tax a voter.
Well, what they were saying on Newsmax, I think it was Newsmax.com, was that the IRS is now going to force this church to pay back taxes.
Isn't that strange? You know what that church should do? They should contact the leader of the Universal Life Church, which has never lost a battle with the government or the Internal Revenue Service in their right to practice their religion, collect tithes and dues for their churches, and never file an income tax return, period.
Yeah. And so, it also said that they're going to make this church report now.
Only if they're stupid.
Like a corporation.
Only if they're stupid. But they don't, you know, the church doesn't have to do anything that the IRS says. The IRS says, actually, has no, to tell you the truth, the IRS has no authority over anybody or any organization within the territorial boundary of any state of the United States.
Well, I don't understand why all these churches bought into this.
Because they're stupid.
I don't want to see whatever it's called.
Because they're stupid. They have leadership who do not understand or know the law, do not take any pains to investigate it. You know what they do? They call up Joe Blow Lawyer downtown and ask him what they should do. And, of course, he tells them.
Hey, one more thing. I heard something also about, you know, these lawyers out there. These lawyers are crazy. They, you know, are talking now. I heard about even suing possibly manufacturers of knives because people go out and kill with knives. I mean, if you're going to sue the gun manufacturers, then you can just as easily sue somebody who sells a knife.
Oh, how about cities who supply water to swimming pools? More children die each year drowning in swimming pools than just about any place else. Why not sue all the water companies?
This whole thing is crazy. They were even talking about automobiles because, well, that could be a deadly weapon, too.
It is a deadly weapon. And more people are killed in automobiles each year than by any other method whatsoever. It is the deadliest weapon there is.
Yep.
And how about baseball bats? You know that people are even killed by baseball bats?
That's right. A Louisville Slugger, you can sue the company.
Yeah, and how about stairs? Oh, my goodness. How about stairs? You know how many people fall downstairs and get killed every year?
No.
Oh, and how about the guy that manufactured the electrical appliance that, you plugged in and then, it fell in the sink when you were washing dishes or something, you know? Let's sue them, too.
Wow. Well,
and how about the guy that made the axe? And while you were chopping wood, you chopped wood improperly and accidentally cut your foot off.
Hmm.
Let's sue him, too.
Judges don't just say in some of these cases, look here, you know, this is ridiculous. If this is illegal, a gun is something that is legally sold.
No, whoa.
Do not have a case.
No. You're using logic. Logic does not apply in the New World Order. In the New World Order, we must enact and enforce every kind of law, regulation, legislation, rule, etc., that we can possibly enact in order to make every single citizen a criminal so that any time we want to get them and throw them into prison, we can do it on a moment's notice. Because everybody will have violated at least one law or more, probably many more, during the course of each and every day of their life.
$80 million against Philip Morris. That was in the paper, I think, today or yesterday. I read the article. Philip Morris just lost a suit for $80-something million.
If I was Philip Morris, I wouldn't pay it.
Well, I just think the whole thing's crazy. The man smoked a cigarette.
It's insane. Here's how socialism works. Socialism says the individual is stupid, has no brains, is not responsible. The individual is a product of his or her environment. And since Philip Morris advertised to buy their cigarettes, this stupid idiot animal with no brain actually went and bought some and smoked them. And therefore, it is not this person's fault that they smoked those cigarettes. It's Philip Morris's fault, because this person is not responsible. This is a stupid idiot animal that has no responsibility whatsoever, has no brains, and must be taken care of and guarded and protected by Big Brother, the state.
That's right. And these jurors, I don't know where their brains are, because if I was sitting on a jury, there's no way that these gun manufacturers, that we would find them guilty if I was sitting on a jury.
Ah, but you see, they have questions to ask prospective jurors in order to make sure that you never, ever sit on a jury. When it used to be in this country, when your turn came up, you sat on the jury, and nobody asked you any questions. You sat on the jury because you were a member of the community. It was your duty, but not today. You see, if you believe certain things, or if you think certain things, or if you subscribe to certain ideals and principles, you will never sit on a jury. Never. You will be disqualified.
That sounds pretty bad.
It is bad. So they stack the juries to make sure of the outcome. And even then, occasionally, a jury will surprise them. But certain people in this country will never in their life sit on a jury,
yes,
even though it's supposed to be a public duty for all citizens.
Have you ever served recently?
Served where?
On a jury.
Every time that I've gone to sit on a jury, they have disqualified me in the first round of questioning. Because I tell them the truth.
You must have a lot of education or something.
Pardon?
You must have a lot of education. Then that's usually who they disqualify.
No, I just believe in the law. I tell them I believe in the law and I'm disqualified. Instantly. You can't believe in the law. You must believe in the instructions of the judge and the case presented by the prosecutor. If you believe in the law, which includes the Constitution, by the way, you can't serve on the jury.
Okay, well, I'm going to listen to the rest of your program, and you have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, socialism has a hold on this country, and socialism says you're not responsible. Good evening. You're on the air. Yes, you are.
Okay. Yeah, my name's Sebastian. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Sebastian.
Yeah, how you doing? Okay, I got something here I might want to share with you. I don't know if you're aware of it. Are you aware of the move in Russia to impeach Boris Yeltsin?
Oh, yes. The communists want to come back into power. And the military is backing the communist move to come back into power. And in fact, if it doesn't happen pretty soon, you can look for a complete mutiny of the Russian military to put communism back in power.
Because I had went out to the internet and found the Voice of Russia, you know, their radio program.
Yeah.
And I found some of this where it was talking about a Russian, Alexander, I think his name's Lebed, is a communist presidential hopeful, and it's talking about how he supports military intervention, you know, by the Russians in Yugoslavia.
Oh, yes. They had a big fight in the Duma today, which is...
Yeah, I've seen clips of that on CNN today. But
it's not over whether they support or don't support NATO. They do not support NATO at all. The fight was over whether or not they're going to send troops in to fight against NATO.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That this guy is supporting Russian intervention into Yugoslavia.
Yeah, well, it's going to happen.
And they're moved, and according to this, on April 15th is when they're going to vote to impeach Yeltsin. And they're saying that some of the charges that the liberals and the communists in their Congress support that, so they think it's pretty much a done deal.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? And how come you don't hear about this on CNN?
Because they don't want you to know.
They don't want you to know.
If
everybody
in the country knew about this, then they'd really be worried.
Oh, yes. The whole world better be worried, because there could be atomic weapons used in this conflict.
People that I talk to on a daily basis, you know, just friends and co-workers, I said, you know, we got out of nobody landing on our soil in World War One and Two. I said, when three hits at the rate it's going now, I don't think we're going to be that lucky.
Yeah, and the Russians have already moved nuclear weapons into Belarus in order to be brought to bear against NATO forces should Russia decide to take military action.
Yeah, do you care if I give a website out on your show?
Well, it depends. What's it for?
It's for the Voice of Russia, because see, they give their show.
Oh, go ahead. Give it out. Yeah, give it out.
It's just VOR.RU. And they...
VOR.RU. Is that www? www.vor.ru.
Yeah, that's right. And they give their schedule for the shortwave broadcast, where they broadcast English to North America. And then they also have a real audio feed. So if you don't have shortwave on picking up, you can hear it through real audio.
Yeah, I think everybody who has a shortwave better start listening to the Voice of Russia real quick. Because,
well, I'll get off here with someone else, Kyle. Good talking to you. You have a good evening.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, it's Mr. Cooper.
Yeah, I need you to talk a lot louder. Put your mouth right in front of the mouthpiece and...
Okay, can you hear me now?
That's much better.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, my name is Jim. I called you a couple of weeks ago. And, I'm going to tell you, I agree pretty much everything you've been saying about this thing with Kosovo and Yugoslavia. But how I found out about you was a couple of years, some years back. I had some friends I was working with that were Masons, and I mentioned one this friend of mine had this ring with a symbol on it, and I was talking to him about it, and he asked me if I'd be interested in joining, and well, needless to say, I didn't join, and I asked him a little bit about it, and he introduced me to a couple other guys, and they said that it's a fraternal organization, and it was for the betterment of man, and so on and so forth. But when I wanted to ask a few more specific questions, really get into it, they said, you know, you really couldn't know anything until you joined. And I said, well, I'm not the kind of person that does that unless I know what I'm getting myself into.
Yeah, what fool would join an organization that he didn't know anything about?
Exactly. I said, you know, that just didn't sit right with me. Well, the reason I ended up coming to, you know, hearing about you was I was doing an internet search about a month ago, and, you know, because this is a couple of years ago this happened, and I said, let me see a little bit of information about Mason. So yours came up on on the Yahoo search, and one of them, and I started reading a little bit of your information about it.
My site is the biggest source of information on the secret societies in the entire world.
Yeah. Well, what I'm interested in knowing, first of all, from you, if there's anything, any you know, actual written reference material you could direct me to if I wanted to find a little bit more about this, because I'm kind of a new listener to you, and I'd like, you know, like to get a good idea of what it's all about.
I would suggest, about what's all about.
Well, for the Masons, and in addition, I'd like to have the New World Order, et cetera.
I did hundreds of hours of radio broadcasts on that subject, but there's in specific 42 or 43 tapes of broadcasts that we did on that subject called the Mystery Babylon series, and it includes one videotape, and you're called right in the middle of our annual sale. You can get that whole series at a tremendous discount off the normal price. So I would suggest that you send a self-addressed, stamped, large manila envelope with 77 cents postage on it and $1, and we'll send you everything that, our whole catalog of everything that we have to offer. And if you want to buy that Mystery Babylon series, then I suggest that that's going to be the best education into that subject that you'll ever find on the face of this earth anywhere. I'm here.
Yes, sir. I started reading a book not long ago by a priest, a Father Malachi Martin. Are you familiar with
Malachi
that?
Martin, yes.
Okay.
What's the name of the book?
Hello?
What's the name of the book?
Oh, the name of the book is Windswept House, and he seems to go into this aspect. I'm not quite finished with the book yet, but my understanding is now he's either sick or died or something, because I was going to try to send him an email, and he can't get hold of him. And I just wonder, what's your opinion of the man in his book?
Well, I never read that book, but I will recommend his book called Keys to This Blood.
Mm-hmm.
If you get that book and read it, he pretty much tells the truth about the Masonic infiltration of the Vatican. Mm-hmm. And what's you know, he pretty much lays it on the line.
Okay, so you and him would be on the same page then regarding this whole thing, because he goes into this quite detailed.
Well, I can't comment on the book that you quoted. I've never read it, and I won't comment on something I've never seen or read.
Well, not right.
I have referred you to another book that I can tell you is right on the mark.
Okay, sir. Well, I wasn't referring to the book so much as the individual self. You feel he's on the up and up?
I don't know. I have only read that one book.
Okay.
You see, one work of a man in his lifetime that happens to be on target does not make approval of the man's life or all the works in the man's life.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay?
Okay, well, one last thing I'd like to say with my take on this thing with Clinton and Yugoslavia situation is my opinion of the guy is that he wouldn't be doing a Hauke. The only thing he's doing different from George Bush is I think he's bungling things. My opinion now, I used to be a pretty conservative guy, a Republican, and I was in favor of George Bush, et cetera. The only difference is I think Bush might not have got us into war at this point. Clinton is bungling the situation, but what he has done, essentially the Yugoslavians are what I would call contempt of cop. Bill Clinton's the big cop for the New World Order, and this Milosevic is apparently sticking his thumb in his eye, and they've got to make an example out of him. If they don't do that, they really can't go much further than they're going.
Well, the whole thing was engineered in order to do exactly this. Clinton hasn't bungled anything. He's doing exactly what he's supposed to do, and he's creating a regional conflict in Europe based upon the supposed propaganda bullshit about Kosovo in order to strengthen the New World Order, the New World Government. And if you've read Hegel, you understand that there has to be a tremendous conflict. If you read anything written by Albert Pike or Giuseppe Mazzini concerning the three world wars that would lead up to world government, then you could more easily understand what's going on.
I'll take your advice and maybe look those up as well.
Okay.
And thank you, Roger.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, we've had one World War One, World War Two. World War III started out as an information war, and it was predicted many, many years ago as being the final war that would lead to the whole world getting on their knees and begging for relief from war and security against crime and drugs and all that kind of stuff. And that's what this is designed to bring about. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper. This is Joe in Texas.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. I was wondering if you would maybe let me read something out of a book that's fairly short.
What book?
All right. The name of the book is A Political and Social History of Modern Europe, written by Carlton J.H. Hayes. And it was published by the Macmillan Company in 1926.
And how much do you want to read?
Very little. It had to do with last night. You know, you mentioned on your show it might be a good idea to read something about Serbia. And what this is an old
okay, go ahead, read
textbook.
It.
Okay, it's a college textbook, and it goes into paragraphs that are styled. And listen to this. Quote, popular longing for a new world order. While the diplomatists of allied nations at the behest of zealous patriots or interested businessmen were foraging the chain of secret treaties, there were fairly large numbers among the masses in all countries who entertained the fondest and most glorious expectations of a just and equitable peace settlement of a new world order which, based on the principles of democracy and nationality, should minimize the chances of future war. And I couldn't believe I read in a book that old, something like that.
Oh, yes. This is not something new. Socialism is not new. How old do you think socialism is?
Well, I guess several hundred years old, but I didn't know they used the term, you know, New World Order in 1924. I really didn't.
Yeah, they did. They used it a long time before that, as a matter of fact. And H.G. Wells wrote a book in 1939 called, guess what? The New World Order.
I did not know that.
Yeah, how about that?
I did have one question. I knew that you knew an awful lot about Putin and all. I was watching on Fox News about that the Russians were sending at least one ship.
It's seven. They're sending seven warships to the Mediterranean.
Yes, sir. And I was wondering what you thought about that.
I think that it's a strategic move by the Russians to send a message to the world that they better stop this bullshit or they're going to find themselves in World War III. This is a serious military message being sent by a major world power. This is not a little tick on the ear.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Well, Mr. Cooper, thanks for talking to me, and I'm going to hang up and listen to the rest of the show.
Okay. And also remember, ladies and gentlemen, that in the language of diplomacy, nobody ever comes out and says, if you don't do this, we're going to do this, and blah, 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 blah. They send subtle messages unless you're a barbarian. Then you say, if you don't agree to everything that we say, we're going to put a gun to your head and we're going to kill you. That's William Jefferson Clinton. The Russians are dealing with diplomacy. Diplomacy, if you've studied anything about diplomacy, means that this move of 7 warships to the Mediterranean Sea is a serious, very serious diplomatic message to the rest of the world that you better back off. 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air. Oh, wait a minute.
Bill, this is Bill in North Carolina.
Hold on just a minute. I forgot to do something. Hold on, please. You're listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. This is the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Now you can go ahead.
Thank you. Over the weekend, I was going through the TV feeds on the big satellite, and it was one, I found one feed coming down of what was supposedly going on, or well, something is going on, but the refugees riding in farm trucks, tractors, what have you, and...
Isn't it funny that it's all, every time they show a picture, it's the same tractor with different people on it? Have you noticed that?
Pretty much, and but the thing is, they're running those same feeds today and yesterday, and I saw them on Saturday, so they...
Exactly the same pictures.
Exactly the same pictures.
Exactly the same tractor. The same driver of the tractor, different people riding it.
And with all the same, let's say, photographic messages there, that it's the women and the children we have to save. You know, we're killing people.
Oh, it's always the women and the children. Same with Oklahoma City. It was the women and the children. Same with the Branch Davidians. We did it for the children.
How many people do you have to kill for peace and to save the women and the children?
It has nothing to do with the women or the children. It has to do with creating a mental attitude amongst the stupid people of the world, the sheeple, in order to get them to support whatever they're doing, whether it's right or wrong. After a while, just the language gets to you. It makes you sick just listening to these people.
And you see the same, some points you've brought out over the years. The educated folks over there are being persecuted. By Milosevic.
But it's not Milosevic. What are they saying Milosevic is doing? He's sending people to their homes to tell them to leave. He's not sending people to their homes to kill them. He's sending people to their homes to tell them to leave. That's the story they're giving. And then when they get to the border, there's people who pay them money. Pay them money. Put money in their hands to say that they have seen people assassinated, throat slit, and all that kind of stuff.
I was amazed. One reporter did come across and say, suppose we cannot confirm any of this, and I was just absolutely astounded that they would even throw that out, you know, that there wasn't maybe one legitimate reporter in the...
They haven't confirmed any of it. It's all lies.
Correct, and they admitted that fact, and one person did, standing over there on the border. They're not letting anybody in to go on their own to investigate here. They're having it filtered down just like
that's right.
The Saudi Arabia, the Iraq deal.
Yeah, the Gulf War. Yeah, the United States military controlled everything. The press was not allowed to go out and seek information or ask questions of anybody. And they had to get every single piece of information from the military briefing. And that's exactly what they did in Waco, Texas, with the Branch Davidians. No reporter was allowed to go up to the Branch Davidians and talk to them.
That point came across in that tape last night concerning the Panama massacre. So,
yeah.
But it's business as usual. This was a caller that was requesting information about the secret societies. I do have the Mystery Babylon series, and that man can spend the rest of his life and never come up with that much information. So if he's listening, it is recommended, at least in my opinion, he'll never find anything any better for any amount of money. So with that, I'll say good evening and let somebody else get on.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, sir, now. Bye-bye.
And thank you for calling. 520-333-4578. The United States of America is the great Satan in the world today, and I mean that metaphorically. It is the truth. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill. This is Pete in West Virginia.
Hi, Pete.
You know, it's kind of funny that when Bill Clinton took his first oath of office, in the background, the National Philharmonic was playing the theme to Monty Python's Flying Circus, and he stood there smiling.
Yes, I have had many of deep gut laughs over that. You just gave me another one tonight because I think it's just absolutely incredible that someone who wanted to be the president of the United States when he was being inaugurated would have them play the theme from Monty Python's Flying Circus, unless he's just laughing at all of us. And that's exactly what I think he's doing.
And blowing it in the people's face ever since then and laughing at how stupid they are for not noticing.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. I'm the president of the United States. I just got elected. I'm in the middle of my inauguration, and I've ordered the band to play the theme from Monty Python's Flying Circus. Can you imagine that?
Well, I was amazed. And
I'm amazed at the American people. I am absolutely amazed at the American people that they're absolutely so brain dead. You know, they get so angry with me because I say they're stupid, and I say they're ignorant, and I say they're apathetic. But you know what? It's the truth. And you know why they get angry? Because they know it's the truth. If it wasn't the truth, it wouldn't even bother them, not for one single instant.
I understand what you're saying. I talked to the fellas at the restaurants in the morning in town, and, almost all of them are watching this just with the same kind of amusement that they watch the World Wrestling Federation or whatever that is.
Well, that's what it is. You see, CNN, the Communist News Network, has taken the place of the Roman circus.
I understand that. That's why Clinton played the music he did. He knows it.
Yes, he does. And he talked in his inauguration speech about all that. He talked about his mentor, didn't he?
That I don't remember.
Ah, he did. He talked about his mentor who wrote Tragedy and Hope.
Yes, he did.
Carol,
and not only that,
Carol Quigley, who wrote Tragedy and Hope, was one of his was his mentor, and his favorite university professor at Georgetown University, who outlined the move of the conspirators and the secret cabal to bring about the New World Order and how they were going to do it. And William Jefferson Clinton, in his inaugural address, just as much told us that he was going to work on behalf of these people and make it come to pass.
I understand. I've got a copy of that book, by the way.
Listen, read the book and then listen to his inaugural address, and it will absolutely knock you on the floor.
Now, I didn't put the two together. I did listen to him also speak at a commencement ceremony about 5 or 6 years ago at Georgetown.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about Carol Quigley then. And in one of his first campaign speeches, he stated that he was part of the conspiracy and that it was a benevolent conspiracy at this time.
Benevolent my ass. Kiss my butt. Bill Clinton, you're the biggest liar that's ever lived on the face of this earth. There's nothing benevolent about this. It is destroying everything good in the world and bringing about an enslavement of humanity under a socialist totalitarian New World Order. And by God, you know, if you don't like the language I've used, turn your radio off. I am sick of hypocrisy and bullshit and jerks and empty-headed, airhead people who call themselves Americans who are so stupid, ignorant, and apathetic they can't even find their way out the door. I mean, I am just sick of it. I don't care. I'm not in this for ratings. I'm in this to wake people up. I'm in this to educate people. I'm in this to try to regain what we are in the process of losing.
I appreciate that.
And it's freedom for the world. And I'm not talking to you personally. I'm using this opportunity to talk to the whole world.
I understand that. And I'm glad to have the opportunity to bring this out with you.
Well, good for you. A lot of people...
Thank you.
Hello? Well, I guess I scared him away. Whenever I do that, when you call in, folks, and you're talking to me, if you give me an opportunity, if I see a crack opening up where I can make a point, I'll make it. And I'm not making it against you. I'm not trying to criticize you personally. If the shoe fits, wear it, but I'm not. That's not my intent. My intent is to use that opportunity to make a point to the world. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. This is Glenn.
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I hope you're fine.
Well, I'm as fine as can be under the circumstances.
I think maybe your FM antenna went right along with your lawn furniture in the wind. You're putting out a itty-bitty signal on the FM.
Well, it could be. In fact, I know that it did. We have two antennas. One of them right now is laying on the ground because the way that it's mounted is in the ground. And the wind has just blown it out of the ground, and there's no way that I can do anything about it until until the wind stops. But at least you confirmed that the wind is blowing here.
Oh, I hope to shout the wind is blowing. Eager is officially the most windy city in the United windy town in the United States. I saw a magician last night on television, and he made an elephant disappear. And I think maybe we could learn something from magicians who make elephants disappear and see how our politicians are making truth disappear.
Glenn, you have made such a wonderful point, and it applies so well to what's going on in the world today.
Well, they pull a great big distraction, so we won't look at whatever they're really doing, and This war, whatever the heck this war is going on, whatever amount of war there is going on, I have to believe it's designed to make us all look at it instead of at something else. It's the puff of smoke that covers the real action, and I don't know what the real action is.
Well, you're absolutely correct, and there may be several real actions, one major real action having to do with the war itself. But I made the point early in the broadcast that, in fact, in the very beginning, that people are looking at the war in Yugoslavia and aren't looking at what's happening in Washington, D.C. or what's happening at home. And who knows? I know, but I'm not going to tell people. I want to give people a chance to look themselves and see what's really going on.
Well, you know, they ran that sex scandal thing into the ground. And we all said, oh, look, sex scandal. Meanwhile, he pulled the New World Order with both hands. And we didn't look because he was busy looking at the sex scandal.
Yep, you're right.
Bill, thank you very much. I appreciate what you're doing. God bless you, sir.
Well, thank you for... Hey, Glenn?
Yes.
Let me ask you something.
Sure.
If somebody wanted to write to you and and order a subscription to your newspaper. Glenn is the editor and publisher of the Round Valley paper, which, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the last bastions of free speech in this country. And if you're really interested in seeing a real good paper from a small town in America that still sticks to the tradition of free speech and truth, I strongly recommend that you subscribe to Glenn's paper. And Glenn didn't know I was going to do this, and I didn't know he was going to call. But how much would it cost somebody to do that?
Well, in the 50 states, it's $24 a year. I'll send out a free sample just if you ask for it. My address is Box 867, Eager, Arizona, 85925.
So that's the Round Valley paper, P.O. Box 867, is that correct?
That's right.
P.O. Box 867, that's the Round Valley paper, P.O. Box 867, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. That's 85925. Thanks a lot, Glenn, for calling.
Thank you, Bill. Good night, sir.
Good night. And Glenn had a wonderful analogy there. I mean, it's really, you know, when you watch television, how many times have I told you about the Magi? How many times have I told you about magic? And it's really the art of illusion. And just Glenn just brought that out really wonderfully. He was watching television, saw a guy make an elephant disappear. You think the elephant really disappeared? No, not at all. It was the art of illusion. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, good evening, Bill. You probably know who this is. I want to make a testimonial here. I'm from Ohio.
You're who?
I ordered some tapes, maybe 2 months ago, 3 months ago. And I sent a self-addressed stamp, not stamped envelope, but I put some money in it for you to send me your tape list.
Yeah.
And, you sent the tapes and they were in a mailer, but you kept my envelope. And for the sale, what you did was you sent me your tape list anyway in that envelope that I had originally printed out and sent to you 3 months ago. I want to thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome.
And, using a money order or cash is fine. I've never had any problems ordering materials from you whatsoever, and your sale is dynamite. I really like the prices.
We've never had anybody who ever complained that they sent anything to us that they didn't get what they asked for or anything like that. Sometimes some mistakes are made, and whenever it's brought to our attention, we correct them immediately with no questions whatsoever.
And your turnaround time is fantastic, too, by the way.
Well, during this sale, I've got to caution all of you. We're getting so many orders, it might take a while for you to get your order, but I can promise you, you will get it. But, when we do something like this, and the last time we did it was over 2 years ago, we always get so many orders that sometimes it takes beyond the normal time that you would expect to get your order to you. And we just hope that you'll be patient because we don't have a great big sale. All we have is us. That's it. And we do our best and we get everything out as quickly as possible. You will get everything that you paid for, and I can guarantee that to you and with no problem whatsoever. But I really thank you for that.
Sure. And also, I've noticed that a lot of the callers lately have been new over the last week. I haven't even called because I've been, you know, letting these newer people on.
Well, that's good.
You know, you've been telling us that your listenership is obviously up, and it seems by some of the callers it most definitely is because they're not really in tune with what all of us have been listening to for the last 7-8 years now.
Well, that's true.
And,
the listenership is up. We're not only getting back our original 10 million audience, but we are, it appears to me that we are really going way beyond that. And
we need more of this.
Yes, we do.
And there's also some interesting things going on right now, I've noticed. I have the internet on my other line, and Washington Post is reporting that three American soldiers are missing who were on a reconnaissance mission.
Oh, I meant to cover that. I meant to cover that.
And also, there's a AP Dateline story, West Palm Beach, Florida. Religious symbols on graves are now banned in Boca Raton, Florida.
You mean you can't put a cross on a gravestone?
They're going to tear them off.
You can't put a Star of David on a gravestone?
I'll read the first paragraph and you tell me what it means. West Palm Beach, Florida, AP. Boca Raton can tear down crosses, Stars of David, and other monuments on grave sites in the city's municipal cemetery because the decorations are not essential for religious practice, a federal judge ruled Wednesday.
I think the federal judge better get out of town real quick. I think his life is in danger.
I would imagine.
I think his life is in danger. I think he's a fool. I think he's probably senile or just absolutely mentally ill. And the first time that he goes out there and starts tearing crosses or crosses of David or any kind of religious symbols, whether they be Buddhist or Hindu or Christian or Jewish or whatever, off the sites of the dead and buried loved ones of families, I think that judge is a dead man.
You know, my dad, died several years ago, and he was in World War II. He got one of the, standard issue Army, veteran gravestones, and it came with a cross on it.
Yeah. I think the judge is, I think he better get out of town real quick. I think he's a, if he really did that, if this is the truth, I think he's a dead man. I think somebody is going to kill that man. I wish they wouldn't, but I'm going to tell you, you go start tampering with the graves, with people's dead relatives, and yanking religious symbols off of headstones, I think you're going to have a dead judge.
Yeah, his name is Judge Kenneth Reiskamp, and he said that families who decorated the final resting places of their loved ones with religious symbols, plants, stones, and other items will not have their religious rites trampled if they cannot keep the decorations. I'm wondering if they're going to tear down all the...
It doesn't matter. I think we're talking about a dead man. I think he better get out of town or reverse his decision real quick, because I think he's a dead man.
Well, what about obelisks?
What about obelisks?
Well, I mean, it's a religious symbol, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess, I wonder if those are immune.
Oh, well, they can't be immune. It's a religious symbol. It's
they don't consider a religion, though.
Who?
Probably the judge of the Mason himself.
Well,
and he's going to be buried in that same cemetery.
Well, I think you better ask him first what he means by religious symbols.
I don't know. I just want to let you know, because I was outraged when I saw it.
I'm outraged right now. If he did that, if my parents, and thank God they're not dead, but if my parents were dead, and I know that on my mother's grave there will be a Christian cross because she's been a Christian all her life, and that's what she wants. My father's not so particular. That's what she wants, and that's what she'll get. If he were to pass such a law and go out there and yank her cross out of her grave, I swear to God he would have to do it over my dead body right there. I would oppose him physically on the spot, and it would be, he would either have to kill me or I'd kill him, because he would not take the cross off my mother's grave.
Yeah, I talked to some folks that I work with a lot, and it was actually the topic of conversation today about how secular humanism is really a new state religion, and it's being mandated upon all of us as we speak.
Sure, man is God.
And yes, and I was explaining that whole concept to him, and I was, their ears were perking up. And it's funny that this would come out today, because I'd be able to print this out, show it to him, and say, it's just what I was talking about yesterday. so it should be pretty good. That's one good way to wake people up to what's going on around them.
And who's going to enforce this law?
Evidence.
Who's going to enforce this law? Do you actually believe that members of the police force are going to go out to the cemeteries and start taking up crosses and defacing headstones to chisel off Stars of David and maybe a picture of Buddha or whatever it is? Do you really, and if they do, what kind of people are these police officers?
Well, all it says here is regarding who's going to do the grave desecrations is the city. The city is free to remove the items, so probably we'll hold off until all the appeals are exhausted.
Well, I think they'll hold off forever. I don't think it's ever going to happen.
No, but it's...
And I think that judge has just committed political suicide. He's finished.
Yeah.
He's
well,
history.
He is a federal judge.
He's history. Who cares if he's a federal judge? He's history. He's history. He's history. He's a jerk. He's a stupid fool. He's a jerk. And he'll be lucky if he lives for another 2 weeks.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly. So anyways, I just wanted to give that little testimony because I've ordered many, many items, your Mystery Babylon series.
Well, thank you very much.
And I still listen to it all the time.
Yeah.
And it's worth getting. And as far as doing business with you, I love doing business with you.
Well, thank you.
So have a good evening.
You're welcome. Well, that just really upset me. I mean, I'm really upset about that. I don't know if it's true. I'm not saying it's true. It's been reported by one of our callers. Remember, unless we do our own investigation, we cannot assume that something's true. But this is really upsetting. This is upsetting. I'm upset by this. So we're going to take a few minutes break, and I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
at all.
How about that for music, folks? Boy, I tell you, I wish, you know, a lot of you would probably wish to be able to hear our local station, 101.1 FM Eager. It belongs to the Independence Foundation Trust, which is the charitable trust that belongs to my daughters. And it is a nonprofit community service radio station, which broadcasts this program each night as a service to the community at no charge whatsoever. And there's no advertising. It's just 24-hour-a-day music and four nights a week, this broadcast, plus public service announcements and special presentations and things from time to time. And it's all donated. All the equipment's donated. The time is donated. My time as manager of the station is donated. They do not charge to air the hour of the time, nor does the hour of the time charge them. The hour of the time is not owned by the Independence Foundation's trust. It has nothing to do with it, as a matter of fact. During the airing of the hour of the time, we merely rent studio space here at 101.1 FM Eager with the payment of $1 per night of broadcast as a donation, plus the donation of 101.1 can air the broadcast. And 101.1 FM airs the most beautiful, most wonderful, the very best of all of the very best music of all of the generations gone by. And it's just absolutely an incredible experience to hear this station. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Bill. Good evening. I think that we should urge people to fly their flag, but they should fly it upside down, the universal symbol of distress in this country, and fly it through Memorial Day. I'm a veteran. I'm very disgusted. I do not support this hypocrite, this liar, this draft dodger, and anything he's done. The Senate was gutless. They did not remove him from office after he was impeached. I think it's about the only thing we can do.
Well, what did you expect from an institution of liars?
Oh, I know, but I'm saying,
I mean, the Senate itself is
to know why the flag is upside down, then it's your duty to tell them.
Well, I agree with you on that, but the Senate itself is nothing but a pack of liars. They always have been, always will be.
Yeah, a bunch of rich lobbyists, you know, are paying their way, really. They're just, what they get paid by us taxpayers,
yeah,
is chicken feet compared to what they're really making.
Here in Arizona, we're saddled with Hayworth, who's on the banking committee, who, when he found out about our plight, sent his lackey to interview us, and interviewed us. We cited all the law, challenged him to prove us wrong, went back, and guess what we got in the mail?
What's that?
A request for a $1,000 donation to Senator Hayworth, and when we didn't send him a $1,000 donation, we never received any help, aid, or anything from him, and he certainly never proved any of our research in the law to be false, and he has never even acknowledged, as a matter of fact, our existence. And on the other hand, we have Senator John McCain, who is the Manchurian candidate, the man who was held for one of the longest periods of time as a prisoner of war by the communist North Vietnamese, and they were all brainwashed, not only by the communist North Vietnamese. You see, I was a member of the Office of Naval Intelligence, so I know these things. They were being brainwashed by experts sent from communist China and from Russia. And so he is, without any doubt, the Manchurian candidate. And while I do not hold any of this against him, he probably doesn't even understand what's happened to him. Anyone who voted this man to be a senator in the United States Senate, or who would vote for him to become the president of the United States, have to be members of one of the greatest groups of deceived and stupid, ignorant people that exist upon the face of this earth.
Well, that's crazy, because you notice Senator McCain lately has got even more of a pronounced facial tick with his eye and like his cheek.
Oh, there is no doubt whatsoever. This I can tell you this as a matter of fact. I was a member of the Office of Naval Intelligence. He was a downed naval flyer. I knew his father. I knew his father, Admiral McCain, personally. I worked for him. And I'm telling you right now, if his father were alive today, he would take him aside, he would make him resign from the Senate, and he would make him, you know, just be a good guy and go off into retirement somewhere and not be the Manchurian candidate.
Yeah, and he got the phone call, what was it, miles to go before I sleep?
You got it.
Yeah, well, you have a good evening. But like you said, I think everybody should be flying the flags upside down, and then people might start getting the message, because a lot of people I talk to do not support this at all, and the ones that do support it, I'll argue them into the ground about it. They did the other night when I was out having a couple beers with my friends.
I've never seen anybody who supports it, don't know anybody supports it, haven't talked to anybody who supports
it.
And what I see on CNN and the other news networks, they're having a hell of a time supporting it, because when they start interviewing people, all of a sudden it doesn't go the way they thought it was going to go.
Yeah, well, that's what gets me about Bill Clinton, because, I mean, here he was all upset about Vietnam and Kent State, but here he gives a 19-gun salute to the Chinese at Tiananmen Square, that did Tiananmen Square and they visited here.
Yeah.
I mean, what a hypocrite.
Well, he's not a hypocrite. He's a New World Order proponent. He will do anything to promote his agenda. It doesn't matter what's right or wrong. What matters is what furthers the New World Order.
Well, the Bible says that those kind of men will start believing their own lies, and they will get confusion in the end, in oblivion. So all I can say is, Lord, bless our country as best you can, but it's prophecy. Apparently it's all coming down the pike now.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, good night.
In God we trust. In God we trust. What happened to that? What happened to In God We Trust? Nobody in Washington, D.C. trusts in God. I don't care what they say. They're liars. They're in the process of doing away with God. 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good morning. Excuse me. Good evening, Mr. Cooper.
Well, it might be morning. Where are you?
The reason I'm calling is since I read your book, Behold the Pale Horse.
Uh-huh.
And I feel that are more knowledgeable than anything in the Masonic order. I want to verify the fact, is there a symbol, a pyramid that has steps like the All-Seeing Eye, the Council of 13, the Council of 33, the 300, the B'nai B'rith, Grand Orient, Communism, Scottish Rite?
Yes, all of those things.
Is that true?
Yes, absolutely true.
Now, from the top, from the Council 13 down to the Grand Orient, is that consisted of the Illuminati?
The Illuminati is the highest the degrees of all of the collective so-called fraternal orders, not just the Masonic orders, but the Rose and Cross, the Rosicrucii, the Golden Dawn. I could go on and on and on and on. I would suggest that you visit our website, harvest-trust.org, and there's more on that website about the secret societies and what's going on in the world and the truth that you will never hear from anybody else in the world but me there. Then you probably will have time to even look at in the next 6 months.
Well, I tried, and evidently I've got the wrong, you have to have everything perfect, you know, when you put it into the Internet.
No, it's just harvest-trust.org. No spaces between anything. Harvest-trust.org.
Okay.
And if you go to that website, you'll find links to more than you ever wanted to know in your life, and more than you've even got time to explore in the next 6 months, and it will keep you very, very busy.
Also, Mr. Cooper, because, you know, I'm a talk show junkie in this area where I live in Atlantic City, because I call up and I put to the fact that from what I've been reading, that I feel that the oligarchy, the world's richest families, really are in control, and they hang up on me. Do you agree that they're really behind this reduce like 2.5 billion people through war disease?
Well, wait a minute. Now you're mixing a lot of things.
I don't understand.
Well, you don't understand it because you can't understand it. It's a philosophy that is in charge. It's not the world's richest family. The world's richest families will support whatever government is in place because the government is going to need them and their wealth in order to exist.
Oh, so
And so they go along. They don't care. What they care is what supports their wealth and prevents them from getting annihilated in all these conflicts. And so they support all different kinds of things. But what we're fighting is a philosophy. And it's not brought about by the richest families in the world. It's brought about by a consensus of opinion of people in the world who believe in this philosophy, who hold positions of power. And whenever one of them gets into a position of power, they make sure that they only promote those who believe in their agenda and their philosophy in positions of power below them. And so they can take over whole governments, corporations, countries, counties, states, city governments. They do it all the time.
Well, that's what's happening in New Jersey here. We have this horrible situation with this Governor Whitman, who has just taken over and just, you know, destroyed our state troopers, destroyed the police, and it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, you see, that's how it happens. He got to the ultimate position where he could reorder the entire structure of the bureaucracy of the state. And I guarantee you, when he gets through, there's not going to be one single person in the bureaucracy of the state of New Jersey who is not a total proponent and totally in support of the philosophy of the New World Order.
So what you're saying is that these rich families support this philosophy.
They support their survival.
Oh, okay. That's why I presented it.
And they will support and help anyone who will guarantee their survival. And it doesn't always work.
Uh-huh. Okay, I just had to get that straight. And thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, I just wanted to relate my... You had an earlier person asking about jury duty.
Uh-huh.
Called up for federal jury duty, so I slapped a pocket full of pocket constitutions in, and we were called into the main jury pool room. I started handing them out. And you never seen the U.S. Marshals run so fast and escort anybody out of the building and tell me never to come back so fast as anybody that passed out a constitution in the jury room.
And that was just for passing out a copy of the supreme law of the land, which every jury in the nation should be totally aware of and familiar with and in total support of. And they threw you off the jury, threw you right out of the jury room, and you didn't even have a chance to serve on any jury simply because you gave every juror a copy of the Constitution for the United States of America. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. I thought I was going to go to jail, actually. I thought they had about six federal marshals surround me, take me down the elevator. I thought I was going to the bottom, down to the basement, to the jail area, but they stopped at the lobby and escorted me to the edge of the federal property line. And they, you know, and needless to say, I've never gotten another jury duty notice.
And cut you loose.
Of the Superior Court nor the federal court.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if that doesn't tell you something, you know, I don't know what will. I don't know what I could say after you hear that. How in the world could that be a crime? How in the world could that be wrong? Why in the world would the federal prosecutor and the United States Marshals and the people in charge of handling the jurors or the prospective jurors for federal cases get angry? At handing every prospective juror simply a copy of the Constitution for the United States of America. If that doesn't tell you where we're at, I don't know what's going to. I don't know what will penetrate the cement that you call your skull if you don't understand what's wrong with that.
I just thought I'd use that as a little bit of WD-40 for the brain cells for all the sheeple out there that might be tuning in.
Yeah, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I know he's telling the truth because I have absolutely researched this, and this is exactly what happens to anybody who does such a thing in any federal jurisdiction where you've been called up to be a prospective federal juror or juror in a federal case. Hello? Are you there? He's gone. Okay. 520-333-4578 is the number. Now, folks, if you don't understand what's wrong with that, then I can't help you. You're talking to the wrong man. I mean, if you don't have the brains to understand what's wrong with that, then there's nothing I can do for you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, this is Gary Stone again from Nelsonville, Wisconsin. Listen, the Voice of America cuts in and your broadcast of...
Hey. What do you want me to do about it?
Nothing. I'm just letting you know, that's all.
Then I don't need to know. It doesn't matter. There's nothing I can do about it, so why waste valuable airtime with it?
Well, I just mentioned it, that's all.
520-333-4577. Don't call me up to give me air checks. Don't call me up to say that Voice of America is stomping on my broadcast. There's nothing I can do about it. You call up to contribute or don't call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
Yes, I was...
I need you to talk a lot louder.
Okay, I was calling...
No. You're not talking louder. Talk louder. Yes, you can. Just scream into the phone.
All right, I'll scream into the phone. I will try. I just wanted to thank you for your broadcast and to ask you some information, if you can help me. Have you ever heard of a man named Eddie Bingham or a lady named Lauren Jones?
No.
Okay, they... are here on a local radio promoting American sovereignty and how to go about making yourself a sovereign citizen. And it sounds like another scam to me, but they were supposed to be the ultimate authority on this. And I had real questions about it. And was...
Why would you believe me over them?
Well, because... I think you're probably one of the... Because they refused to tell me what state they were from, they refused to give out any information.
Well, anybody who refused to give out basic information is not somebody that you want to deal with anyway. But you should never call me to ask whether what they're saying is right. What you should do is take what they're saying, go into the law books, and find out if it's true or false. And if it's true, that's fine, use it. If it's false, then don't use it. But how do you know that I'm not steering you down the primrose path?
How do I know that?
Yeah, how do you know that?
Well, I don't, except for what you say, what your word says, and you stated that you... do not pay any income tax, and that it's illegal, and this is what they are promoting, but they're not telling you exactly how to do it, and I understood that you didn't. I figured that you did know the laws about that.
Well, I do, but how do you know that I'm right or wrong unless you go and look in the law?
Well, you have always said to seek out the information for yourself.
That's right. If you don't
do
it.
I am using one of the few resources that I have in seeking information on if these people were as valid as they say, then someone out in the audience should have heard of the people.
The only way to determine the truthfulness or falseness of that kind of information is to go to your local law library and look it up for yourself. You can't just depend on me to tell you the truth. I might be lying to you. I might be lying to you. You don't know that. Unless you go and look it up for yourself, I might be lying to you. You see, the whole purpose of this broadcast is not to gain a whole bunch of listeners who believe everything that I say. It's to instill in people the idea that we got to the position that we are in by trusting people we should never have trusted, and that we must do research. We must look up these things. We must determine the truth for ourselves. And if we do not, we will always be the victims of someone who does, or the victims of people who want to enslave us. Do you understand?
I certainly understand.
Okay.
I do seek out information for myself. This came about early this evening. I did not have time to go to the law library before this is presented in the morning.
Well, all I can tell you is I never heard of them.
And I was just curious as to if you had ever heard of the people, if they have any legitimate documentation out there.
I have no idea. But I would not assume that they did unless I went and checked it out for myself.
That's what I'm trying to do, is check out. I am making a few phone calls and trying to check out where are these people.
But if they won't tell you where they're from or what their address is or what state they're from or anything like that, I wouldn't even give them the time of day. I wouldn't even sit down and have a cup of coffee with them.
Well, that's what I'm passing along to people that listen to the program that are
wanting
to believe what they're saying, and I'm telling them to be cautious about it, and I'm trying to find something to present to them in a way of being cautious about what they're putting out. No, I do not fall for everything.
Well, I did not.
Doing the research to find out for myself. I have volumes of research, but I didn't have anything on this because what they...
Well, that's okay, but we're going way... You know, it doesn't matter. You know, everybody's heard, and you've heard everything that I can offer on this. So let's...
Okay, and I appreciate that.
Thank you for calling.
A good thing to know. Thank you.
520-333-4578 is the number. Gee, folks, if somebody comes to your town and they want to sell you something and they won't even tell you where the hell they're from, are you going to give them their money? Are you going to go and pay to hear them? You know, if they're legitimate, they should have nothing to hide. They should tell you where they're from and who they are and what they're about and their telephone number and address and everything. If they can't do that, what the hell are you doing? You know? Good evening. You're on the air. Well, in the first place, I don't know if they're missing or not.
That's about the way I thought of it, too.
It could be a propaganda bullshit ploy in order to justify sending troops into Yugoslavia, which I said they're going to do.
Right.
And they need to find some justification for it. And I don't believe for one single second that the Serbs would go into Macedonia and capture a three-man reconnaissance team. I do believe that if the three-man reconnaissance team was in Yugoslavia, where they're not supposed to be, and were in fact invaders, then they may have either been killed or taken captive. But until they release their names, and until we have families that have been told that these men are missing or dead, and who knows, you know, they could be in some... room somewhere in Europe watching television and eating pizza, laughing their butts off as part of some special operations CIA team, which is later going to say that they were rescued by American troops that went into Yugoslavia to get them. You see, I don't trust a damn thing that Washington, D.C. says anymore because they have proven to be such absolute chronic and terrible liars over the years that, you know, I don't trust a thing they say. Nothing. I don't care what it is. If they say something, unless I can prove that what they're saying is right, I don't trust them to be telling me the truth and would never believe a word they say. And I would advise the rest of the world to act in the same manner.
I've been watching. Mostly what you see on the news is women, children, and old people coming out. The men are all staying in there. If we send anybody in...
They're staying in there to fight. They're part of the KLA. And I'll tell you something else. There is no such thing as a three-man reconnaissance team. Not in the United States Army, not in the United States Navy, not in the United States Marine Corps, and as far as I know, the Air Force doesn't have three-man reconnaissance teams either. They have forward observers, but they're not three-man teams. There's no such thing as a three-man reconnaissance team.
Well, then even says that the...
There is no such thing. You ask any person, ask anybody who is involved with any of our military forces, and they will tell you there's no such thing as a three-man reconnaissance team. It does not exist. Find me one single training manual from any of our armed forces that designates a three-man reconnaissance team.
Yeah, that's all they've been pushing. That's all that's been on.
It's a lie. I'm going to tell you right now, it's a lie. Simply because it's three men. I know the military forces. I know how they operate. They go by procedure. They go by the book. They do what they're supposed to do, and there's no such thing as a three-man reconnaissance team. Never has been, never will be.
And even at the beginning when they said that they're missing in Macedonia, I'm like, well, who would be worrying about them there?
Yeah, and then the Serbs have not invaded Macedonia. This is bullshit. This is a part of laying the groundwork for introducing combat troops into the war. That's what it's all about. Yeah. Now listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Correct me if I'm wrong. Find me a military expert somewhere who will lay his career on the line and swear that there are such things as a three-man reconnaissance team. Show me any military training manual anywhere that exists anywhere that proposes that a commander send out a three-man reconnaissance team. Show me any of these things anywhere. I was in the military. I was in the Air Force. I was in the Navy. I fought in Vietnam. I worked with the United States Marines. I worked with Army. I know what a reconnaissance team is, and it's never called a reconnaissance team anyway. They're sent on listening post. They're sent on ambush. They're sent on patrol, but there's no such thing as a reconnaissance team. It's a lie. And there is never a three-man anybody sent out anywhere by any military commander that belongs to the United States of America. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie.
Yeah, there's nobody to back them up. Three men out in the middle of nowhere with nobody to back them up doesn't sound that good.
Well, it doesn't happen. It's not the truth. It's a lie. It is a lie, and every military man who's ever served in our armed forces who's listening to this broadcast right now knows it. Listen, I'm going to let you go. We're out of time. Well, folks, that's it. I'm sorry, but that's it. And I got to tell you know, three-man reconnaissance team? No. A patrol? Yes. A listening post? Yes. An ambush team? Yes. A three-man reconnaissance team? Bullshit. You lying sack of crap in Washington, D.C., if you can't come up with something better than that, you're going to get your butts burned. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. And God bless each and every single one of you. And please help me stop the deaths of probably hundreds of thousands of people. And if you let this go on, that's exactly what's going to happen.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, honey. Something's not right.
It's the three-man reconnaissance team.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to tax. If you've got a complaint, think of the fact.
Get out of this house. Surrender your guns. Give me your gold. You better obey if you want to come home. Dance with your staff and do what you're told.
Hillary Salala, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike, demonic founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike said Lucifer is God across this land, and Clinton saying take the mark in your right hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of uproar bright, Clinton's preparing it for another huge tax hike. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, create the panic and rape the nation. Crisis creation. Incite black and white, program agitation.
Don't resist! You're surrounded! By the UN in white and blue, the ATF, the men in black, of the One World Order.
But it's not new! Iron Mountain, computer beasts, and cattle mutilations. Black projects, UFOs, and weird genetic combinations. The Nazi doctors didn't die. Come on, get him. They came here with the OSS through Operation Paperclip.
national ID, debit card? Yeah. Vaccination biochip, milk carton kit, genetic engineering. Clinton says her health plans for you and your own good.